us! We're locked in!
Oh, dear. Do you remember that Tom and Anna are locked in the stationery cupboard? What are they going to do? And what will people say when they're discovered in there? I have a feeling we're about to find out.
Goodness!
Help!
What's
Help!
That?
Stop.
Anna? Help! Is that you? And is that you, Tom?
Yes! Help! We're locked in!
Don't panic. I've got the key. There. How on earth?
It's not how it looks, Denise. We were
just looking for envelopes.
Really?
Yes, yes, really. The door slams shut and locks from the inside where Tom walked in.
Yeah, she's right. Just walked in and shut the door and bang.
Let's just keep it our little secret, shall we? I thought you had better taste, Anna.
Ah, there you are, Anna. I need a word with you. Oh, you look like you've been caught doing something you shouldn't.
But I haven't.
Just joking, Anna. Now, could you step into my office? We need to touch base about the European marketing strategy.
Are we playing baseball?
No, Anna. Touch base. He wants to catch up with you, probably to see how you're getting on. Go on, Anna. Let's see what he has to say.
Oh, I see. That door doesn't lock, does it?
No, I don't think so. Right, Anna. Biscuit. These new peanut ones are quite nice. So, how are things with the project?
Well, I've done some cold calling and have an order from a company in France.
I see. Very impressive. But have they signed on the dotted line yet?
The dotted line?
Have they actually signed the contract yet?
Well, no, but...
That's the problem. There's a rival company who's also targeting the European market called Tutti Frutti. And they'll do anything to steal our customers.
Oh, I see.
So, to keep our head above water, we need a clear strategy. And that's why I've put you in charge. So, what should we do?
I have a feeling Paul hasn't a clue. That's why he wants you to come up with the ideas.
I think you're right. But I don't know what to say.
Tell him we need to price the rivals out of the market. That means offer the lowest prices so nobody wants to buy plastic fruit from our rivals. You could say that we need to corner the market. That means Tip Top Trading dominates the plastic fruit market.
Oh, thanks. That's very useful.
So, Anna, any thoughts?
Lots, Paul. I think we've got to compete on price.
Oh, yes.
We need to price Tutti Frutti out of the market. We need to corner the market so that everyone knows we are the best choice for good quality, good value plastic fruit.
I like it.
And...
Tell him we need to build good relationships with our customers. That means we give them good service.
We need to build good relationships with our customers. Talk to them regularly, send them gifts, go and meet them face to face.
Face to face? Yes, great idea. Just what I was thinking. If we follow this strategy, I reckon there could be a bonus for us all by Christmas.
Well done, Anna. Very convincing. If you can put your ideas into practice, you'll save the company. Let's remind ourselves of the words you used to create the European marketing strategy.
We've got to compete on price. We need to price the rivals out of the market. We need to corner the market. We need to build good relationships with our customers.
Well, things seem to be going well for Anna. Or are they?
Anna! Anna! That man from France has called again and left a message. He's not happy this time. Something about us trying to rip them off.
What? Rip them off?
It means overcharging them or giving them poor quality goods.
That's not fair. I'm going to have to sort this out.
That's it, Anna. Go and build a good relationship with your customer. Bye for now.